Hello and welcome to ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArcSieve paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. The paper we're looking at today is A Novel Hierarchical Multi-Agent System for Payments Using LLMs. We're talking about this now because LLM-driven automation is taking off, and payments are both high value and high risk. So any automation there needs to be accurate,
auditable, and safe. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
Thanks, Alex. On the ground, I'm seeing payment teams drowning in structured workflows that are still very manual. Invoice intake, matching to purchase orders, multi-step approvals, fraud and compliance checks, FX handling, and then reconciliation. Those steps are tedious, error-prone, and costly, but firms can't sacrifice accuracy or audit trails. So the need is an automation layer that can own discrete tasks reliably, hand off to humans when uncertain, and keep an auditable trail, essentially reducing manual toil without increasing operational risk.
So you're saying the business problem is repetitive, rule-heavy work where mistakes are expensive, and teams want automation that's precise and auditable rather than a one-size-fits-all black box. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of hierarchical multi-agent approach showing up now?
Good question. LLMs are now capable enough to handle diverse language and decision tasks, but they still hallucinate and struggle with long, stateful workflows. A hierarchical multi-agent design splits the process into role-specific agents, intake, verifier, executor, reconciler, plus coordinator and validator layers. That provides modularity, lets each agent use task-specific prompts and tools, and puts validators between steps to check outputs before execution. This shows up now because we have better few-shot prompting, stronger tool integration, APIs, DBs, and a need to contain model errors with role-based constraints and verification. The paper's core contribution is a hierarchical multi-agent architecture specifically for payments workflows. Instead of one LLM trying to handle everything, they split the system into role-specific agents. Intake ingests invoices or payment requests, extractor normalizer pulls structured fields, verifier checks POs, balances, KYC compliance rules, executor talks to payment rails APIs, reconciler matches ledger entries, and a dispute handler for exceptions. Above or alongside those agents, you have a coordinator that controls the workflow and validator layers that inspect and approve each agent's output before any irreversible action. It's designed to plug into enterprise payment stacks and fintech rails. Think ERP systems, payment gateways, bank APIs, and reconciliation engines by using tool connectors and guarded API calls. Compared to single agent or flat multi-agent setups, the hierarchy enforces role separation and ordered handoffs, while explicit validators reduce hallucination and increase faithfulness. They also emphasize tight integration with external tools, APIs, so agents don't just say an answer. They execute or persist state through controlled interfaces.
So basically, they're proposing an assembly line for payments where each LLM is a specialist and a supervisor checks outputs before the next step, and the whole thing plugs into your ERP, bank APIs, and reconciliation systems. Mark, what would that change in actual day-to-day usage?
Operationally, you'd get clearer handoffs and far fewer ad hoc manual interventions. Instead of a person doing intake, matching, approval, and reconciliation, each agent owns a slice and logs what it did. Validators catch most risky actions and kick things to humans only when thresholds are hit, so routine volume moves automatically and audits are straightforward because every step is recorded. That reduces cycle time for payments, lowers error rates, and makes compliance reporting much easier, provided you set up the monitoring and escalation routes properly.
So automation for routine, rule-based parts and human reviews only for the exceptions. That sounds like it both speeds things up and preserves control. Jamie, can you expand on how this actually differs technically from flat multi-agent systems or a single LLM approach?
Sure. Technically, the difference is in governance and constraints. A single LLM approach centralizes decision-making and risks compounding hallucinations across the flow. Flat multi-agent systems give parallel roles but lack a clear ordering or a trusted adjudicator, so state can drift. The hierarchical model imposes an explicit flow. Each agent produces structured outputs against schemas. Validators run secondary checks, sometimes via smaller verifier models or rule engines, and the coordinator enforces sequence and retries. Crucially, actions that change external state are executed through authenticated tool connectors, not freeform text, so you get transactional guarantees and auditable API calls. That reduces both hallucination-driven errors and inconsistent states at the cost of more engineering to define roles, prompts, schemas, and validators.
In short, more upfront engineering but safer, auditable automation. Mark, any last practical notes on adopting this inside a payments org?
Yes, it's promising but requires investment. Define the roles and validators first, integrate with your ERPs and payment gateways via secure connectors, and start with low-risk flows to tune thresholds. Make sure humans have clear escalation and review UIs, and log every agent decision for compliance. If you do that, you get faster processing and clearer audits without taking on new operational risk.
Let's move to concrete cases. Mark, start us with a simple operational example. Walk us through automating vendor invoice processing to payment, step by step.
Sure. Picture the typical AP flow. First, an intake agent receives the invoice, email, portal upload, or EDI, and normalizes it into a structured record. Next, an extractor normalizer agent pulls fields: vendor, invoice number, amounts, PO references. A verifier agent checks those fields against the ERP or purchasing system for PO matching and confirms available budget. If everything matches and passes rule checks, an approval routing agent sends it through the configured approvers, sometimes auto-approving small amounts. Once approved, an executor agent calls the payment gateway or bank API to schedule the payment. Finally, a reconciler agent matches the bank statement or payment confirmation back into the ledger and marks the invoice paid. Each agent logs its actions. Validators sit between risky steps, like execution, to recheck outputs, and humans are inserted when confidence is low or rules trigger an exception.
So intake, extract, verify, route approval, execute, reconcile, each handled by a specialist agent with validators catching risky moves and humans only on exceptions. Mark, now map a more advanced case, cross-border payments with compliance, FX, and disputes.
Cross-border adds complexity. Intake and extraction are similar, but you must also capture currency, beneficiary bank details, and purpose codes. A compliance agent runs sanctions and KYC checks against screening APIs and flags anything suspicious. An FX agent chooses conversion paths, onshore FX, hedging, or partner rails, consulting rate providers. A fraud scoring agent evaluates transaction risk using behavioral signals and third-party scores. SLA constraints matter. Some corridors need same-day settlement, so a coordinator enforces timing and retries. If a payment bounces or is queried, a dispute handler agent collects evidence, receipts SWIFT MT confirmations, opens a ticket in the ops CRM system, and routes to the right team. Throughout, validators gate any irreversible calls to banks. If confidence is below threshold, the workflow escalates to a human with context and recommended actions.
Understood. More checks, FX routing, fraud and compliance, plus dispute handling and tighter SLAs, all coordinated and escalated as needed. Jamie, how do the paper's mechanics support that kind of multi-step, risky flow?
The paper's hierarchical structure maps neatly to this. Role-specific agents let you encode domain prompts and tools for each subtask. A compliance agent has sanctions lists and KYC APIs wired in. An FX agent talks to rate feeds. Validators are crucial. They can be lightweight verifier models or deterministic rule engines that reevaluate outputs against schemas and external data before any state change. Tool connectors ensure actions happen via authenticated API calls, not free text, giving transactional guarantees. Chaining and a coordinator enforce order and retries, while role-based prompts keep agent behavior narrow, which reduces hallucination. Emergent coordination comes from the coordinator plus clear evidence passing between agents. Structured payloads rather than blobs of text.
So validators and connectors stop a lot of the I think behavior and make agents act through real APIs and structured data. Mark, operationally, who watches these flows, and what do fallbacks look like in a production team?
You need a compact ops team. SRE for availability, a payments ops or AP team for exceptions, and compliance officers for flagged items. Monitoring dashboards show throughput, failure rates, validator rejection rates, and SLA breaches. Alerts route to on-call or a human-in-the-loop interface where the person sees the full audit trail, agent recommendations, and one-click options. Approve, reject, or request more info. Fallbacks are policy-driven, e.g., any KYC hit or high fraud score forces manual review, low-risk invoices under a threshold auto-approve. Audit logs and immutable event streams are mandatory so compliance can reconstruct decisions.
Clear, dashboards, alerts, human UI with one-click decisions, and strict policy thresholds. Jamie, a quick follow-up. What about meeting SLAs and controlling latency and cost in these chained flows?
Design choices matter. For latency, you can parallelize non-dependent checks, run sanctions screening and fraud scoring concurrently while extraction completes. Use asynchronous coordinator patterns for long-running tasks like KYC. Batch low-risk items to save API calls and cache stable reference data like vendor profiles to reduce repeated checks. For cost control, tune model sizes per role. Small verifier models for validators, larger LLMs only where complex reasoning is needed. Also, enforce timeouts and fallbacks so a stalled external API triggers a resilient path or human escalation rather than holding the whole pipeline.
Parallel checks where possible, async for long tasks, caching and smaller verifier models to control cost, and timeouts to avoid stalls. Mark, final practical note for teams wanting to pilot these flows?
Start small. Pick a low-risk, high-volume flow like vendor invoices under a small threshold. Define roles, schemas, and validators first. Integrate one or two connectors, ERP and bank API, and build the human-in-loop UI. Measure clearance rate, exception rates, and end-to-end time, then expand to more complex corridors once validators and monitoring are reliable.
The authors are clear about several technical prerequisites and limitations. First, you need reliable APIs and structured data. The agents depend on clean schemas and stable connectors to ERPs, bank APIs, and screening services. Second, substantial prompt engineering and well-defined role prompts are required so each agent behaves narrowly and predictably. Third, the approach still depends on LLM fidelity. Hallucination is a real risk, so validator strength matters. Either deterministic rule engines or lightweight verifier models that recheck outputs before any irreversible action. Fourth, there are latency and throughput trade-offs. Chaining many agents increases end-to-end time unless you parallelize non-dependent checks and use async patterns. Fifth, cost and compute must be tuned. Smaller models for validators, bigger ones only where complex reasoning is necessary. Sixth, security and privacy are major constraints. You must protect sensitive financial data with encryption, strict access controls, secrets management, and consider execution environments for sensitive operations. Seventh, robustness to adversarial or malformed inputs requires input validation, sanitization, and monitoring for anomalous behavior. As for future work, the paper points to building stronger verifier models, formal verification of workflow correctness, automated synthesis of role prompt/schemas, and tighter integration with secure enclaves or multi-party computation to reduce trust in third-party services.
So in plain terms, the system only works if your data and APIs are solid, you spend time defining roles and prompts, you put real checks between steps to stop bad outputs, and you design for latency, cost and strong security from day one. Mark, given all that, what does an organization actually need to set up? Governance, escalation paths, audit logging, SRE, and ops responsibilities.
Practically, you need a governance layer before you touch the code. Define policies. What can agents auto-approve? What must go to human review? Retention and audit requirements. Build clear escalation paths and runbooks. Who gets paged at 1 a.m. for a failed payment? And include compliance owners in those flows. Audit logging must be immutable and granular. Record agent inputs, outputs, validator decisions, API calls, timestamps, and operator overrides. From an ops perspective, SRE owns availability of connectors and the coordinator. They need health checks, retries, and circuit breakers for external APIs. Payments ops monitor exception queues and handle escalations. Security teams must own secrets, key rotation, and least privilege access for connectors. And finally, start with canary pilots and progressively widen scope as your validators and monitoring prove reliable.
Got it. governance up front, immutable logs, on-call SRE and ops tied into escalation runbooks, and phased rollouts. One practical piece I want to pin down. How do you design the human-in-the-loop fallback so people can act fast and safely when validators escalate?
Make the human UI action-focused and contextual. Show the full audit trail, what the intake agent saw, the verifier's checks, validator confidence scores, and the suggested actions. Provide one-click options like approve, reject, or request more info, but require a short rationale for overrides to feedback into training and audits. Include pre-approved decision templates for common cases to speed throughput. Automate sensible defaults, e.g., hold payments instead of executing when uncertain, and set SLA windows for human responses. Also, rotate reviewers and provide regular retraining sessions so reviewers understand agent failure modes. Finally, log every human decision as another auditable event.
To add a technical caveat, integrating higher assurance mechanisms like secure enclaves or MPC can reduce trust concerns, but will raise engineering complexity and latency. Formal verification of the coordinator logic is promising for high-risk corridors, and better verifier models, possibly smaller, specialized networks trained on near-miss cases, will reduce false positives and negatives. Those are the research directions the paper recommends if you want stronger guarantees.
So, the takeaway. Pair technical guards, validators, secure execution, verified workflows, with organizational controls, governance, runbooks, human UIs, and logging, and you get a defensible rollout path. Thanks, Mark and Jamie. That clarifies what teams actually need to build and operate these systems safely.
The paper reports results on a mix of simulated payment scenarios and curated extraction datasets. For field extraction tasks, they show high precision and F1 scores, typically in the high 80s to low 90s range, depending on the field and noise level. For multi-agent faithfulness and consistency, validator layers materially reduce unsafe or inconsistent outputs compared with a single-agent baseline, and end-to-end success rates improve over flat agent setups in their simulations. They also report higher latency and modestly higher cost versus simpler baselines because of chaining and extra verification steps. Crucially, most experiments were controlled or simulated with stable connectors, so real-world noise wasn't fully represented.
So the headline is, strong results in the lab, better extraction, fewer hallucinations with validators, but higher latency and cost, and the tests were mostly simulated. Mark, given that, what would you expect if a team ran this in production?
In practice, I'd expect a drop from those ideal numbers. Messy invoices, inconsistent vendor naming, and flaky APIs will raise exception rates initially. Real payoffs come from well-structured, high-volume flows. You can probably cut manual handling substantially for those, maybe tens of percent in the early stages, but you'll need a period of tuning. Expect more human escalations at first, then a steady decline as validators and prompts are refined. The winners are payment ops teams and fintechs with disciplined workflows, stable integrations, and strong compliance needs.
Jamie, does the paper give guidance on what to watch during pilots so teams can tell if it's working beyond lab metrics?
Yes, and teams should extend that list. Beyond extraction F1 and EM, monitor validator rejection rates, exception and escalation rates, end-to-end success, payments completed without human touch, latency per transaction, cost per transaction, and human override frequency and rationale. Also track faithfulness metrics, how often validators catch inconsistencies, and perform adversarial tests to see how agents handle malformed or malicious inputs. Continuous A/B testing against current ops is crucial to quantify real gains.
Adding to that, instrument everything from day one. Dashboards for exception trends, root cause tagging for why an item escalated, and lead indicators like validator false positives will let you iterate quickly. And set realistic rollout gates, stable API availability, validator performance thresholds, and a low-stakes pilot segment before widening scope.
In one sentence, the paper gives a practical, cautious blueprint, a hierarchical, validator-backed architecture that can make payments automation safer and auditable, but it's a blueprint you still have to implement and harden for real operations. To finish, a quick reminder. The English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArcSieve LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.